Lagos Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
The worst makeup. Makeups are about making up. We try to cover our deficiencies, mask our fears, insecurities, and pains, and project external beauty, strength, and goodness. Thus, we employ the services of cosmetics, sunglasses, and other bodily adornments. We Photoshop our images, pad our resumes, and canvas for overrated recommendations, biographies, and even hagiographic eulogies when we die. But the worst makeup is feigned spirituality. The attempt to conceal our sinfulness by pretending to be good. Makeups are the fig leaves we often wear to hide our soul's nakedness. Only Christ, dear friend, only Christ can make us good from the inside out, if we are willing. Why try to look good when you can easily be good looking? Check Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 18. Remember, only Christ can make you good from inside out. Written by Samuel Cranting Pippin, I am Belle Dolabille. Make prayer sacrificial. Make prayer sacrificial. Pray even when you don't feel like it. It may involve a sacrifice that goes beyond your normal routine, but the results are infinitely rewarding. Let us turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. I read, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." I read again, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." Make prayer sacrificial. And as you pray, even when you do not feel like it, definitely you will receive results, even when you do not feel like you will be receiving them. The Lord richly bless you. I am Bell Dollar Bill.
You're about to listen to a discussion on the topic heart. This is the sixth part of the discussion, heart.
And the next plant
we like to talk about is dandelion.
Okay, dandelion. Okay.
Yeah. Essential plant for the liver. And it can be taken well. And when you say well, you must please wash it very well.
Okay.
Very, very well. You can add a little salt and wash it in preparation of salad.
Or vinegar.
Yes, or vinegar. Okay. Thank you very much. Or vinegar. And the benefits it gives to the liver is to produce more bile. And it helps in emptying the gallbladder. So in this case, when food comes or a fatty food comes, the gallbladder is supposed to release its contents. Some will not be left back to form the stones. This dandelion will help the bile flow so that it can be used judiciously to prevent any
stones from being.
Yes, to prevent any stones from being.
With what you are saying, it would be good after eating fatty food to take dandelion juice.
Yes, or even before taking any meal, you can, okay, I forgot this. You can also make it in a juice form, and you can just take some before your meal to help produce enough bile.
And also for the free flow.
Yes, of the bile as well. And another function of that is it's also help activate the bowel functions, like just as we said. It's to really make it be on its toes. You need to do this at this time.
Okay, produce
the bowel to be stored in the gallbladder. You need to release it at this point. You don't have to delay. So taking dandelion can really make it be on its toe. So when it's even being sluggish and you're taking dandelion, it can take it back to its effective function.
Okay. You know, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, dandelion is also rich in vitamin A, B, and D, and also minerals like iron and potassium, which is also helpful for the liver and the general body. And one thing I read was the roots are also very good for the liver.
Yeah.
It's also has this property, depurative, which means detoxification property. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the roots, it's actually good for the liver because it is going to help or enhance it in detoxifying the body by removing excess toxins from the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it also boosts our immune system. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about immune system, the liver is part of the immune system. Or it helps in the immunity of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Madam Dorothy, do you have anything to add to that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As we said, it can be used for a salad or juice, mm-hmm. or you can add with other leaves for your juice. And what I want to advise is we have to check wherever we are picking the leaves from.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yes, where it's being grown.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you plant one here, by the time you realize the whole house
it's
will be full of
it, yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. because it grows very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And if the flowers can fall anywhere, and then it can, the seed
mm-hmm.
can germinate. And so we have to assess wherever we are picking the leaves from. Mm-hmm. It's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Especially we have to avoid those that are close to the roadside
okay.
because it can absorb all the toxins from the fumes from the vehicles
okay.
passing by. And when we are using it, we have to wash it properly with salt and water.
Yeah.
Okay.
To in areas where they spray this.
If they spray, they use weedicides and all those stuff.
Yeah.
We don't have to get dandelions from those areas.
Yeah.
And so you can grow one in your garden and then you have a lot within days.
I want to add this. There's one interesting thing I read about dandelion roots.
Mm, okay.
They said it can be used as a substitute for coffee.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. You dry and you wash it very well. Then you bake it or toast it.
Mm.
Yeah. It can be used as a substitute for coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Can it also as a good appetizer?
Mm.
Yeah, and we've got to know that alcohol can have a negative effect on our liver.
Yeah.
So if you want your booty day, why don't you just go in for dandelion leaves,
mm-hmm.
which will help you. It rather improves the condition of the liver as to the
you
alcohol.
You just got like 3-4 leaves, wash and chew.
Yeah,
chew. Or you blend and
you add it to it. Yeah, and it's also help in the elimination of waste, that's urine waste,
mm-hmm.
diuretic.
Yeah.
It's also help in that. So it helps in metabolism and getting rid of waste substances out of our body.
Okay. I would like to add, since we talk about the diuretic aspect of dandelion, let's say somebody is edematous, promote the fluid elimination, you take in dandelion, you urinate very fast, and then
So if a part of your body is swollen, and you take dandelion,
it can help promote the fluid
out. Okay, that's good to know.
And which will mean that you shouldn't take too much, because you can be easily
dehydrated
by urinating too much.
That is very important because I remember when people got to know about moringa,
everybody
will be eating moringa. So please, so we are saying dandelion is good. Everything should be taken in moderation.
Yes.
Let's be temperate in its consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about radish? Enoch.
Okay. Radish is also good for the liver because it increases the bile production and it also reduces liver congestion. That's the choleretic property of the liver.
Oh.
We are learning as we are discussing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also a liver cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
It helps in enhancing its function to detoxify the whole body and also decongest the waste substances and the toxins in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it also improves blood circulation. You know, the liver is also rich in blood supply.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is any problem with the blood circulation, it's going to equally affect the functions of the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. And the gift.
Okay. And when damage is caused to the liver as a result of alcohol and drug or chemical intake, by taking radish, this can be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
So radish.
How do we take it? Cooked or raw?
It can be taken raw.
Okay.
Radish.
Blend and drink.
You blend and drink, and you can add honey to give it a little sweet taste.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can just cut it.
take it like that or add it to your salad. It even makes it, it garnish the salad.
You can grate it. And then you grate it, sprinkle, garnish.
Yes. And if you have certain diseases like hepatitis, it's also good for it. It's all conditions of the liver, fatty liver, and if you take in toxic substances. And you should also bear in mind, sometimes people try to commit suicide, and they're taking chemical substances. Yes. So if you've ever tried this before, for all you know, your liver might have been damaged, but because it can regenerate, it has sustained you till now. But you don't remember whether there's a scar there or there's anything there. So you can take radish.
So correct all these. That's good to know.
You just listened to the sixth part of the discussion, Heart.
Or contributions, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Jesus, I come. watching for you.
You're welcome to Moment of Truth. I'm a humble servant, Yeboah Kwame Kiaski. And today I want us to consider a topic, knowing Him. Knowing Him. Shall we pray? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our lives today. We thank you for the privilege of your word. Please help us to abide by your word and be great doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Jonah chapter 1, we know the story of Jonah. A junior prophet of God and a servant of God was sent to Nineveh to rebuke Nineveh of what they are doing. But Jonah insisted. Instead of going to the east, he went to the west and went for a ship which was heading towards Tarsus, just to run from the sight of God. But as we all know the story, the ship was troubled because of Jonah's disobedience. So he was thrown into the sea by those on board. And God, even in these times, though he disobeyed God, God had a plan in store for him. He was swallowed up by a great fish, which the Lord had prepared for him. And in the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed in numerous times that he has sinned against God and heavens, and so he should forgive him. And God forgave him and brought him to the land of Nineveh to deliver the gospel. Here, what I want us to consider is what happened in the belly of the fish. Jonah, though, was a servant of God, but he only had or understood God perfectly when he experienced him in the belly of the fish. He understood God when his weaknesses and his traits were portrayed in front of him naked. And that's what we mean by knowing God. Knowing God means a personal thing. It shouldn't be things that we should wait for the church to do, but we should do it personally. We have to know God, and it should be a personal matter. And so it was after the experience that Jonah understood God perfectly. And so he went to preach to them, and he rebuked them. In the same way, in the New Testament, Simon Peter, one of the industrial disciples after working with Jesus Christ and being taught a lot, who had learned a lot from Jesus Christ, he availed himself to be filled with the Spirit. When Jesus Christ asked, "Who do people say I am?" he proclaimed through the Spirit that indeed you are the Messiah. And that's another point to consider when we know Jesus Christ personally. Peter spent all his lifetime. He could have gone on the sea to fish, but however, he chose to be the fisher of men, not just for fishes. And so when he allowed himself, though he was not educated, he was able to tell that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. So in the day of Pentecost, after they have submitted themselves under the unction of the Holy Spirit, Peter, who was nobody before, stood and 3,000 people were baptized in glorification of God's name, according to Acts chapter 2. And it can happen to our life today. If we surrender our all to Jesus Christ and submit to His Spirit, He will use us in numerous ways we wouldn't ever understand. Also in Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9, we see a great scenario here. A great and a person who worked with conviction and zeal. Saul, a man who helped in stoning the first martyr, that's Stephen. God met him on the way when he was traveling to Jerusalem. On the way of Damascus, God met him. That Saul, 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 why are you threatening my people? According to Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 9. And Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord? Who are you?" And he said, "I am God that you are threatening me." And he became blind. But when he went to Ananias, he got his healing. And from there, Paul, who even came at the latter part of the gospel workers, became one of the industrious people who worked with zeal, and he wrote many letters. God used him to plant many churches, and these churches worked miraculously to the glorification of name. What am I trying to put across? When we try to know God personally, when we have a personal experience with Him, when we know Him from our hearts, nobody and no one can stop us, even if temptation and trials and troubles comes. Peter, Saul, and even Jonah knew God so much only when they had experience with Him. So many people worship God today to just show off that they are Christians, but within their hearts, they are not Christian. they just go to church. Many people believe in what they believe in because they don't have a personal experience with God. And believing in God comes as a result of having a personal experience with Jesus Christ and God. And so when you are being baptized, we say take him as your personal savior, meaning personally you have accepted Jesus Christ as your savior, not by the influence of your family or your friends or your loved ones, but you have accepted that you take Jesus Christ as your personal savior. So knowing God comes by a personal experience. And when we avail ourselves to the Lord through his Spirit, he will heal us from our problems. And he will take us to greater places that we never imagined. May the Lord be with us all as we try and avail ourselves to the Lord, so that we can know him and know him to the glorification of his name. May his name be praised now and forevermore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.